Morning, David, how are you?
That's okay.
And to be honest, it's a legitimate possibility that we've been going on. The spoons we used earlier in the day to make our chocolate.
Right. So this is on the batch?
Yeah.
Is it a large thing? It's about the machine. Maybe it was about the machine.
It's
a bowl or a pot?
No, it's a bowl.
Oh, it was a machine.
No,
oh, okay. So, yeah, the cash is the one. I don't know what the bowl's made
out. Oh, how long ago we did degrade the
whole.
Can we catch it? So yeah, if you know for sure there's a
no, I don't know for sure.
If you don't know, then okay, we are have one more shiur on Hilchos Shabbos as we have completed the Shavuot, but still Sunday is connected to Shabbos still. And then a minute to Shem, we head into Purim, starting next week. The shaila that we're going to discuss today is a question which is was asked to me last summer. As many of you have summer homes, and many of the summer homes have awnings, and I was brought down to one of the places. They showed me, and they asked me about opening up some of their. We're going to learn the halachas of oil today. But they asked me about opening up the awning on Shabbos to be able to sit there and block out the sun, if they're allowed to do it or not. So what we are there's a lot of chidushim today and a lot of halachas here. This is a difficult sugya. Try to simplify it as best as I can. And we will learn a number of halachas that I think that the Olam is unaware of when it comes to oil. We'll talk about toys, that some of them might be oil. We'll talk about even... we don't realize sometimes even adding a leaf to a table might be oil. So all the halachas of oil we will attempt today. We'll talk about umbrellas, which obviously we all know the halacha, but we have to know why. And from there we can head into understanding, even if there's an Erev, if you maybe can use it, you can't use it, if the umbrella is open already, if you're allowed to use it or not. So all these questions deal with oil. There's a lot of Chazanish over here, and the Chazanish, not to argue on the Chavetz Chaim, but he clarifies different than in other places in Hilchos Shabbos. There's a lot of clarifying the Chafetz Chaim here, which is very unique, that the Chazon Ish says just in this trying to explain why the Chafetz Chaim wrote a certain way. Let us begin, and the Olam will... I have my own chidushim here from years ago. Try not to share too many of them with you, because I don't want to be too machmer, although spent years ago in yeshiva... when we were learning Hilchos Shabbos, this was one of those topics that I did spend a lot of time on, but it's a lot, you forget already, after so many years, you forget exactly where the sources were that you came up with that chiddush. So I, therefore, don't feel comfortable going back to all my chiddushim in yeshiva, because I tried this week, not just this week, the last couple of weeks, to see where I originally got it from, and I wasn't so successful. So maybe I was young in those days, and I said chiddushim that maybe shouldn't have been chiddushim. So we therefore will stick to what I feel now, and I'm a little older. Mechaber says like this: Asalasas oil b'shabbos v'yanta. If you're not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos v'yanta, filo arai. So even a temporary tent, temporary oil is asar on Shabbos. The davka gag, and that's if you make a roof. Alba mechitzas. If you want to set up mechitzas mutus, if you want to set up a mechitzas where it's not to be matir, we're not doing the sugya of mechitzas today. But if you're having a mechitza, you're allowed to spread out a mechitza on Shabbos, that will be mutter. Ain't a mechitza, and a mechitza is only going to be asar where it's going to be mat. A sukkah is mutter. A lahatir total, to be matir to carry. That type of a mechitza would be asar. But to take trees and to separate between the men and the women, or to go ahead and just put up a mechitza for privacy, that is not going to be a problem. As he says right over here in the Ramah, Abu Mechitza, Nasa Satsnias Balma Shavi. If it's just Satsnias Balma, it's going to be mutter. Chain, there's a lot, I skipped that after Ramah, just going to what I need from the Ramah because we're not talking about Mechitza today. Chain, mutter, litloi, vinlan, lifnea pe. So you're allowed to take a sheet and you're allowed to hang it in front of the door, even though it's Kavua Sham, because it's only there's no roof, even though you're leaving it there. Chain, paraychas, he can hang up the paraychas, mea and kaidish. It's a Mechitza. Uvavad, what we are going to need is the last few words over here. Shleyasa oil begag tefach. When you're hanging up the paraychas, make sure that the paraychas doesn't create a gag. It doesn't. The top of the paraychas doesn't come out creating a gag of a tefach. Because now we have a problem with oil. Oil is a problem. Mechitza is not a problem. Again, an oil arai, a mechitza arai is not a problem. And then you're going to ask me, oh, what do you mean? The Ramah says afal pisha kavu asham. That's why I don't want to go into mechitza today. It will be too confusing, but that would be mutter. But let's focus on oil. Oil is aser as if it's a tefach, even though it's arai. So if somehow we're going to have an oil over our heads, and as we will see shortly, the oil is there for the avir tachtov, not just avir tachtov. There's going to be different categories. There's something called avir tachtov, and then there's something called lahagana, where it's shielding us from the rain, the sun, creating shade. That is going to be what an oil is. Of course, if you're going to open up the table, there's also an oil. You created an oil. What's considered an oil? What's not? That's what our sugi is going to be about. We're going to talk about opening up folding chairs. You're also making an oil. You open up a chair. Some of the chidushim we'll see are going to deal with children's toys because there, I think the oil is not aware of what might be an oil and what might not be an oil. Let us learn right away the Ketzai Sashulchan. So if you have, just to tell you a couple of the halachas that we are going to need as we go forward in the shir over here, is that oil arai is also if you build a whole oil arai. But if you already have a tefach, if already a tefach is open, so I could add to it, because I already started the oil. So on Shabbos, if the oil from before was open, a tefach, I can add to the oil. And that's where we're going to learn the Ketzai Sashulchan. What does that mean? That's Nageya for many of our shaylos. Again, we're focusing on awnings. That's where our final place, that's where we're going to end up with. Opening up the awnings that are attached to your summer homes, where if you could open it up on Shabbos or not, or you have an umbrella. The shaylos was with the sukkah. You have an umbrella and you want to open up the umbrella, so it's also an umbrella. That's an oil, so that's where we are headed. But it's important that before we go further is to learn this Ketzai Sashulchan, what's considered opening a tefach. So let me just make sure the oils follow me. You cannot make an oil arai. What's called oil arai, as we go further, we'll see what the oil, the purpose is. But whatever the oil arai is, it will be mutter if there's a tefach that's open already. So if I already have it, if I left my awning open a little bit and now I want to add to that oil, I would be allowed to do it. Question is, what's calling adding? So when I was in yeshiva, back, as I said, what I did feel is, although the Ketzai Sashulchan mentions what I felt, he does not end with this, but he wants to know if you have an awning. So it's open like this. When you're going to open it, it ends up going all the way out. My tefach doesn't remain in the same place. Do I say that my tefach has to remain in the same place? So in other words, let's say you had a shlok. So you would leave a tefach open. Not when it's directly on the schach, because there's no avir tachta. But if your shlach's higher off the sukkah, and let's say this is my schach, and my oil's up here. So when we were in yeshiva, we learned that it's open already, and I roll it. So the tefach's still there. Tefach didn't move anywhere. And I add it to the tefach. What about if it's the other way, where I pull it out? Now my tefach did not remain in the same place. Maybe that doesn't, it's not considered as if, and therefore the awnings would be a problem. Because when you're opening up the awning, let's say you can't do it. Let's say there's some hold you can't. So if you have your awning open, what ends up happening is you're turning it, and the whole thing opens up. So not, the tefach doesn't help because the tefach's not in the same place. Maybe that's not called being moisif onto the tefach.
When we used to have the thing over here that closed the hole, the Rav said I think we couldn't open it all the way to the back, leave the back open because of oil.
I don't remember.
The back part didn't move.
I'm not sure. Yeah, the back part doesn't move. Yeah. Anyway, the Ktsaisa Shulchan brings a raya not like me. So he says he brings a raya from a chitza. So in this piece here, sorry?
The point of that was not the hero upstairs.
Right, it wasn't even for Tachta. It's probably, I don't remember what the Shaila was. It's for upstairs. But the in this piece over here, without going inside, Ktsaisa Shulchan brings a raya from, he says mechitza and oil. We could learn one halacha from the other. And he says, if I have, let's say, a mechitza like this, where mechitzas would be aser. In a case of where it's there for lahatir purposes, he brings a raya that if you have to just lower it, he considers it, where you have the mechitza here, and then you're going to lower it, it's considered mutter on Shabbos. He says, and the mechaber says, that even though this part is being lowered, nothing is staying in the same position. So he brings a raya from mechitza that just like by mechitza, where normally the mechitza would be aser, but meisif al mechitza is mutter, and there the halacha is when you meisif it, the lashon is mishalshel. You can see it inside. He says you're allowed to be mishalshel. He says mechitzas and oil are the same. So halacha lemaisa, we will be allowed to rely that even though the tefach is moving, it's considered a tefach. So let's keep that in mind. He paskins that we don't have to keep the tefach in the same place. But even if it moves, it's still going to be okay. So based on that, if you left your awning open, a tefach, it's fine, even though the tefach isn't.
Looking at the thing, but what about the compartment that holds it?
Very good. So that's what we're up to right now. Very good. So that's what we're going to see right now. We have to see what's considered a tefach, because maybe that's itself. So right, first of all, the Chazon Ish does talk about this gag tefach. And he holds a gag tefach is only, there's different gag. You could have something which is already a gag, or you have something which turns into a gag. It means I unfold it, and now it becomes a gag. The Chazon Ish constantly, as you're going to see throughout today's shir, holds, and that's the word mituch. He says, just reading you the Chazon Ish, by the paroiches, you cannot have a gag tefach. That's because it's of a material where mishum debay mituch. That's aser b'loy mechitzas. I can't explain this yet because we didn't learn the din of mechitzas yet. But just realize that we're going to be dealing with two different types of gags. We're going to deal with a gag that's automatic, it's already a gag. That's one type. And then there's one that I open up to become a gag. We'll just keep that in mind. But let's get to what Avrami says over here. But before I can get to the halacha of what's considered a tefach, let's just learn what I want to show you, that if you're just learning Mishnah Berurah's in the way it's printed, it's very, very complicated. And that's why here is where you'll see how the Chazon Ish helps us a little bit. But when with the Olam that learns these halachas, just Pashit, I can't see how they can understand the Mishnah Berurah. And let me show you why. Mishnah Berurah says like this. Mituch is to stretch it. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. V'davka gag. We said that you need a gag. Oil is a gag. Avka shei mechitzas tachta. V'gag is also even though there's no mechitzas. Keep going. The first machtzelos agabi dunkin. You want to take a mat and you're spreading it over four posts. Derech harai. That's derech harai. It's aser lahagim ne'achamak sham. Clearly, if it's to create shade, you're not allowed to do it. So we understand then. If you're opening up an umbrella, that's what it would be. There's no walls. You don't need walls. But I created an oil, arai, temporary. So the oil will understand, you don't need mechitzas. But remember those words, lahagim ne'achama v'akshamim. What about not chaming shamim? But I'm using the avir tachtav, I'm opening up something and now I have space underneath. That we're going to see. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this. And here's where the Mishnah Berurah says, what's considered a tefach? Unless it's open a tefach v'adyon. L'chein. Paravan. It's already open a tefach. He could open up the whole thing. Now he says like this. What happens if it's folded up? So you have like our awning over here. It's all folded up. When it's folded up, it's a tefach. That tefach doesn't work. That wasn't made for mechitza. So when it's all rolled up, even though it's wide, I can't call that already. I have a tefach. And it's really the Mechaber Vayter. It's really in the next, in 4 and 5, because it's very, very important. You'll see why. Mechaber says like this, number four, eight, and shetaykin reach and acha bedaypin. So you have pieces of wood stuck into a wall of the bite of boat. And they used to put a canopy. You would take the sheet and spread it out for shade. Once it's a tefach, then it's mutter. Zok the mechaber, the tefach sha'amru, chutz nakricha. The part that's rolled up can't count as your tefach. So if you have your awning and it's rolled up, you can't tell me, oh, the awning's a tefach already. It has to be open. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number five, same idea. Shemai Samachsel's Prusa L'Shem Gag. It has to be that it's open L'Shem Gag. The Karchamer, Tzarech, Shetisha, you have tefach paras, the tefach's open. And then he says, Yesh Machrayim Shekosev, Dafilo Ahachi Lipres Machsel's Kishu. Are you allowed to take this thing that's rolled up and put it down somewhere? It maybe you're telling me it's not an oil. So just like we're not considering it as if it's a tefach that it's already an oil, what about taking this rolled up thing and putting it down somewhere? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, that you can't do it. Also, that's also oil. The davka b'zeshu paras mitchil of a karchel emechzi kimishar le'avol lehisnu kach kishi kruchal davar acher, to go ahead and take this rolled up thing and to put it down, I wouldn't be allowed to do because that would be an oil. When is it going to be an oil? It's going to have to be somewhere avar tachtav. You're using that area under you. So if you had a huge rolled up canopy, right? It depends where you're putting it. But you couldn't lie. It depends where you're lying it down. It have to be over an area. It would be an aisle.
Couldn't put over the porch.
Right. You can't put it on top of the not on the schach because it wouldn't be an aisle. But an area somehow it'll be an aisle. Comes the chazanish. Now this is very negiah to all of us. So what happens? Comes sukkis, and you can't, or anytime your canopy's rolled up. So I'm telling you that the canopy rolled up doesn't count as a tefach. What about, what happens if I'm not opening that up? I want to just use that as the cover itself. So in other words, my whole canopy is rolled up. I'm going to use that. Anything under here is really an oil. So I can consider it a tefach to open up the awning. What happens if I'm leaving the whole awning like that, and then I'm going to add to the awning with something else? So the awning I'm using as it's not just a tefach. I'm leaving it the way it is. When do we say that you cannot, this is what the Chazanish is Mechadish. When do we say that you cannot use the rolled up as considered a tefach? So let's say your whole awning is closed. Oh, you don't have a tefach. I can't open it up on Shabbos. If you hold it, you can't open it up on Shabbos. But what about if that I have the awning there, and I'll take something else, and I'll put a tent near that awning. So I'll take four poles. I'll have one of those tents. Now it'll be next to the awning. Can that awning be counted as a tefach? Says the Chazanish. So look at the next thing here. Of course, as I mentioned to you last week, we have to always use the Aruch HaShabbos. He is usually the final say in many of these halachas. Amnam kasav chazanish, shim nasim v'bayon. From Erev Shabbos, you already put the krucha, and it has a tefach, v'shailita v'shabbos, you could put something near that. So although you can't consider it as a tefach open, you consider the rolled up part as a tefach where you're adding to that.
You're adding on Shabbos?
You added it to yeah, that. You could add to that on Shabbos, because that's already a tefach before. I'm sorry?
Isn't it bone if you're adding
no, it's oil. Oil. We're not talking about bone. That's insane. We're talking about oil.
Isn't it bone also if you're adding on a piece to the
I'm not adding. All I'm doing is putting it next to it. I'm not banging anything
why
in.
Why is that better than opening the
oil? Because I'm using that as the oil itself. This is my rolled up thing. I'm using this as my oil. Now I'm putting something next to it.
Why would that be open?
But to consider it a tefach open, it's not. It's not a tefach. If I want to use the rolled up part and now pull it out and say, oh, is the tefach open? It's not. But if I'm leaving it the way it is, I'm leaving the wrap, the rolled up thing the way it is, okay, so it's covering this area under here. So now I'm put something next to it. I'm not changing the karuch. I'm leaving the karuch the way it is. In other words, this part that's rolled up, I put this area of Shabbos. So now I'm not doing anything to this. I'm using this the way it is. This is a tefach. This is an oil. If I open it up,
now that's being staying the way it was. Staying, it shows that it was
for right. A it cover. Shows that it was for a cover.
If I open it up,
so now it wasn't open yet. So I'm using it opened up. But how could I? It wasn't open a tefach yet. It's not open tefach.
Like tumah, it's still an
oil. Right. For tumah would be an oil. Yes. Because over here it's Arai anyway, which it's only the Rabbanans here, we have to understand what's considered Daimel, Agag, and not. So if you're using that, that's considered as part of the build. Okay, so now we move on to the more complicated halachas here. So right now, all we see is that if you have an oil and you add to the oil, it's going to be okay. What's considered adding to an oil? So we have just discussed it. Let us now move to the question of opening tables and chairs and try to understand some of the Mishnah Berurah. So meet, you have a bed. Kishamamidin, are you sorry? So if you have a bed, you're not also laniach. So he's not talking about a high riser. You have to put the bed together. So you have 4 feet, and then you would put the mattress, the springs on top. So now you're creating an aisle because you have a bed. So again, you have 4 legs, and now I put the mattress on top of the 4 legs. Under the bed, I have created an aisle. I'm putting shoes on. We'll see. It has to be put shoes under the bed. I put a suitcase under the bed. So by putting things under the bed, I am now, I created an ear of an aisle. Says the Mechaba like this. But he's very, very, the way he paskins is a little bit difficult. And therefore, the aisle has to pay attention to this part because we're going to talk about setting up different types of tables or even taking a bench, or not a bench, a piece of wood, putting it down on milk crates, making our own type of chairs. That is going to be questionable what we're allowed to do or not. So I'm going to have it like this, numbers 6 and 7. You cannot take the feet. And then put on top of that the wood. Go backwards. Hold this in the air. So hold the part that you're going to sit on the air. And then you could put the feet down. So you'll have to have 2 people. One person's going to hold this. He's holding it there. It's an aisle, not an aisle yet. You need something to stand up. So if you go out of order, in this case, it's going to be mutter. Bahani, meaning when is this true? Kishar reglayim, in dam chamar. You have walls. So the mechaber shita is that we are surrounded on all 4 sides of this bed with some type of a wall. Kimoi, as he explains, kimoi dafnei a table, like the walls of a box. Avu regalim shalmita shalanu. Our tables, because they're 4 feet, there's no walls. The chavashit is that these tables for sure is not a problem, even if it wasn't connected to feet. But to go ahead and put 4, you don't have to do it backwards. That's shita samachaber. However, there's a bir alacha. It's later the bir alacha. The bir alacha says that's not the shita of the other rishonim. The other rishonim hold. I'm going to read it to you right now. But here's where you just have to see that you cannot just learn stam bir alacha mishnah berurah because it's very confusing. Zakti mishnah berurah bir alacha like this. And if the Olam follows, you'll see the kindness of people that the Chazon Ish, because, and to me, I read this also, it's very, very difficult. When you read it, until you see a Chazon Ish that says, yeah, this is not what the Mishnah Berurah means, you then become very confused. And it did, until I saw the Chazon Ish, I was very confused. Zok to Bir Alach like this. Vedasa Rajba, the Rajba is like this. And the Ran, the Rav HaMagid, Beis Yosef, Dim Tzarech La'aver Tachtav, if I need the space underneath, it's also b'lay mechitzos. So if the Olam is following me, you're going to say, what do you mean this is the Rashi? But didn't the Mishnah Berurah say that, didn't we start today's shir, that if you just make a gag, it's aser? So what's pshat? There's 2 different levels here. There's a level of aver tachtov, and there's a level of lahagin. Where something is to shield from rain and shade, that doesn't need mechitzos. But where it's to be able to use the air under it, that's a different level. So it's not the shield. I have now room. I have space under the table. I could put something under the bed. So if I need the space under the bed, so the Rajba holds its aser. But the Mechaba doesn't hold like that. When we come up, I'm lechatchil, and there is a Tav Lacha, should there be a Rajba? You should be chayshis for the shitas a Rajba. Lahachmir imloi b'shasat chak, unless it's chak. So here the Bir Lacha is telling you that if it's tzarech, you need the space under it, and many times you do, the da. Then look what he says. The
kol.
Even if it's temporary.
You know, when the tailors put the big tablecloth, just hide the boxes on the beer. And
so we're going to get to the tablecloth soon. That's going to be maybe a mechitza. I don't know how they do it. Yeah, it might be.
They're doing,
so then, right, if they're going to open up, what are they opening up?
They're opening up the folding table. They're covering it.
So but it's a folding table, right?
But they're doing it for the ear under it.
Right, so that we're going to see. I mean, we're going to go in order. We'll get to all that. He again clarifies. Again, it's when I did a few on the sheet, it's very easy. You'll see it's maybe not as difficult. It's a huge Bir Halacha. I cut out the whole Bir Halacha. I got to the end of the Bir Halacha where he then clarifies what he's saying. Everything that I wrote, Sheharachnu, it's a huge Arichus. Who rak begag shein osi letzel, if it's not letzel. Chahai gavna, shosi rak l'shamas mamala. Everyone holds its aser. So the Rashba is mechadish that even if it's not letzel. And then he says, ayin lekaman about the umbrella. So once it's letzel, just to review, once it's letzel, everybody holds its aser aray, unless you're adding on to the tefach, even though there's no mechitzos. The Rashba holds that it's aser also, even if it's not letzel, but it's aver tachtov. I put shoes under the bed, I put something under my table, all that is going to be, I need the aver tachtov, you need the aver tachtov, it's going to be problematic. Comes the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish explains, oh, he always is going to tell you that there's a Shitas HaRashba, and he does add on that even if he Shitas HaRashba, and this is his Chiddush, the Rashba will only hold its Aser if there's also four posts. But if you would have a Gag, let's just say, and the Gag is not Lahagin, but it's for Aver Tachtov, and it's only a Gag for Aver Tachtov, the Rashba would agree that it is Mutter. I'm not sure what the example would be, but He will see later on with Sfarim.
Stick it into a wall.
Stick it into a wall, right. It would be something sticking into a wall. But it's only Aver, and it's Aver Tachtov. I mean, his examples are Sfarim. In other cases, we put them on the table. But he says that the Rashba is also talking about only Mechitzes. And the Mishnah Brura constantly keeps on going over this idea. So look at number 9. He says, he first tells us the Mechitzes and the Mechaber, because only in the Bir Halacha does he bring the Rashba. And that's what's so strange. Because when you learn the Mishnah Brura, he doesn't mention the Rashba, but you're going to learn with me now Tzarchi and Gadol on the Mishnah Brura. So if you're following me so far over here, because I want you to learn along with me to see my difficulties when I was learning this. We have the Bir Halacha here, which is at the end of Sintes Vav Siv Gimel, where he introduces us the Rashba. That means we don't know about this Rashba yet. And if we don't know about the Rashba yet, you would say that Lefishita Samachaber, I don't care about Aver Tachtov. As long as I don't have mechitzes, I can make a gag. When is a gag aser? When it's lahagin. I'm doing it to shield me from the sun or from the rain. But just to make a mechitza and I need the space underneath it is not considered a problem. Comes along the rashba it is. And the Mishnah Brura keeps on saying that. So look at, for example, number 9. Kamakal in an arai. Lo yasru boy says a gag lechud. It's not aser if you. And in loy shasas, like hagag kidei lahagin mecham shaman, as we just said. So he just says, well, it's lahagin, it's always going to be worse. Because he's telling us Shita Samachabir, but Isa Gama Machitas. He doesn't introduce the Raj, but in the Mishnah Brura itself, Gama Machitas Arai Shetach of Shabbos. Gama, and also you should know that even if Shita Samachabir, if you do it out of order, it's going to be Mutter. So in the case of the Machabir with the bed, if you're going to want to put up the bed with the 4 feet, even though there's walls, however, if I change the order, I'm allowed to do it. So I could take the mattress and then put the 4 walls around it. It would be mutter too. So I switch the order. That's also going to be mutter, says the Mishnah Brura. And then he says further, in number 10, B'dikta kasav zeh loshen, d'davka l'anein chasav d'avik kemas chasav z'mechitza. V'asar kishem niyach, you can't go ahead and take the mattress and put it on top. Avol yunachem mikvar b'zeh amokim. Mishnah Brura says also, if you have already the box there, and now I'm putting the mattress on top, similar to what we just said from the Chazon Ish, it's going to be mutter. But he introduces now a new halacha here. This is where it complicates. Achim amita rechava, if your bed is very, very wide, he doesn't tell you how wide, but he just says, rechava b'yoyse. I don't know what the word yoyse means. B'zeh aser l'das ha-magen Avram, it's aser l'fi the magen Avram, afilu b'yifin zeh. Even in this case, it's going to be aser, even though the mechitzas are there already. So, Lefi, the Shita, as we said, of the Mechaber, you need walls. But if the walls are there, it's normally not Aser. However, the Mishnah Brura says that it's very wide. Oh, now it's a real oil. Even though it's Arai, it's going to be Aser. We will see the Magen Avraham a little bit later, so I don't want to spend time in it right now, but we'll come back to it a little bit later. But again, the Mishnah Brura tells you, it should test off Simon Chav, same idea. Hatam de Boyal Arai Kazet. If you're not miskaven be'asi yosel shemayel lit shetachtov, this is where I want the island to read with me. Tell me what you think when we read this Mishnah Brura. When he's telling you over here with his bed, it's an oil arai. I'm not miskaven lasel shemayel shetachtov. Elo litash mishach. I want to use the top. I want to sleep on it. Memela nasa kimayel mat. But there is an oil amata. Like osur. When is it osur? Kishayis gam mechitzes. That's shita semachaber. You need mechitzes. Now, read the next 2 lines with me. You take a sheet. Let's talk about, you want to cover. For example, you're doing it for the sun. Vaksham, oi kideshu roi litashmish tachtav. I want to use under it. Beizadavar aser, apolay mechitzis. What do these words mean? I understand the chama and the kshamim. What are the words? Oi kideshu roi litashmish tachtav. I want to use a space under it. So let's say, I don't know what you tell me the caterers are doing. See, the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, I don't need mechitzis then. Let me ask you, who is this? Who holds like this? This is the Rajba. He never introduced us to Rajba yet. How could the Mishnah Berurah tell me over here that if you're going to make an oil, and he's, Lahagin Menecham Gshamim, I told you already, everyone holds that. Mechaber holds like that too. If you're creating something which is Gshamim and for shield, you want to use just the space under it to keep out the sun, everybody holds its aser. And then he says, Oy Kidei Shiro L'tash Meshach, and look what he writes in the Shaar Etzion. Chavav, Pashit. Pashit. The Davka Shem Pashit Tashu Shalamata Baviroi. Ashari, B'loi Mechitzas. What are you talking about? Who holds like that? That's the Rajba. He never told us about the Rajba yet, and he's saying it's Pashit when not everybody agrees. The Rajba argues on. Everyone else argues. In the Bir Halacha, he told us that there's a Shita of the Rajba. But without the Rajba, I don't follow me over here. That this, if you follow those two categories over there's Chama, there's Kshamim, and there's Aver Tachtav. Chama and Kshamim, everybody agrees you don't need mechitzis. But once you're talking about Aver Tachtav, oh, now we have Machlekes Rashba and other Rishayim. And here the Mishnah Berurah says it's Pashit that it's awesome. So that made me, I said something's wrong here. I can't understand what's going on over here. So Baruch Hashem, you look in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, he says the Shaar Etzion doesn't make sense. So he writes over here, if you look at the next one, I'm just to show you how I went through the sugya with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, he brings the Shaar Etzion, the Ein Kava Nasai. You can't learn the Mishnah Berurah means, Shekol Sheish Tach Metach Devasa B'loi Mechid. That's the Rajba, Mamash Al Shailu. Aval Taisviz doesn't hold like that. Taisviz and the other Rishayim hold its mutter. So he therefore explains that when the Mishnah Berurah, he says you have to explain the words, Shral Tachtav means similar to a concept of Chama and Kshamim. Without confusing the oil anymore, all you have to know is these Shitas that we have so far over here. We have Shitas of the, where it's Lahagim, it's always Aser, where there's creating a space underneath, and you need that space underneath. Then we have a machlokes here between the Rajba and the other Rishayim, if that's going to be called an oil or not. And Lalach Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us to be machmir. Let us go on over here. And the Mishnah Berurah, again, in number 12, he does introduce to us this whole idea of, well, it's very, very wide. But what we're going to spend the rest of the time on is from 13 and on, because that's Nageya to all of us in many, many different ways when it comes to opening up a chair. So when you open up a chair, you need the aver. Most of the time, you need the space under it. I don't want the chair on the floor. I need the aver tachtav. So I'm creating a aver. So why am I allowed to open up a chair? It says the mechaber like this: Kisei asu prakim. Someone who has a chair, it's made out of parts. Shreitzin leit should you want to sit on it. Paiskan aisa, you open it up. Or niftach. So they're talking about a chair is different than our chairs, but it would be similar to one of those chairs that would the actual part you would sit on would also open up. So you close it up. Then you're allowed to do a lechatchila. Why are you allowed to do a mitchila? Says the Mishnah Berurah like this. We look at this as if it's already open from Erev Shabbos. You just happen to open it and close it. You're allowed to set up a chuppah to remove it. You can take a board. You can open it up. You can open up one of those standards from the wall. You're making an avita. Okay, then he anyway says, I don't need anything under it. I don't need the aver tachtav.
Somehow,
it would be
fine.
Right, that's what he's saying. V'imkain, I love shemayil, I don't need the bottom at all. V'imkain, it's not creating anything for the I don't need the aver tachtav. V'imkain, I love shemayil, alright, kiven shu b'loy mechitzes. So if something is all, it's one piece, and I open it up, so anyway, it's mutter. He's telling you there would be mutter anyway because I don't need the aver tachtav. Well, and then look at number 14. Mutter l'nech sefer mikan. You can have one sefer here, one sefer over here. Put another sefer on top. The space in the bottom. I don't need the aver tachtav. I just told you. Who needs the aver under? I don't need it. I'm not using that aver tachtav. I'm hiring my sefer. I don't need aver tachtav. Then it's going to be mutter. Everybody's going to hold its mutter. And therefore, now let's go to the tablecloth. Dr. Mishnah Berurah number 15. You're allowed to throw a tablecloth over a table. Vafil, even if it goes close to the ground, it's not an oil. I don't need the avertachta. So he's talking about that the table's open. So you're throwing the tablecloth over. Hi, I created an oil. Kivan. Then anyway, he says, he's just, then he says, Kivan Shemashimun Shulchan's anyway not an oil, because there's no chalbut. But my point is, the first part of Mishabu is still about it. Even if there would be an open, even if the middle of the table, right, there's a hole in the table, I'm still out of it, because I don't need this for the bottom. I only need it for the top. Fine.
So what, is a folding table different?
No, so folding table is going to be the same. It's folding table. Anyway, it's mutter. He's telling you tables are mutter anyway. You don't need avir tachta. But leaving that aside.
You can't use it, you can't get up. You've got to sit under.
Right. So the hat is going to be because it's one piece, right? The hat is going to be because it's one piece. It's all interconnected, right?
What about spreading a blanket over a couch?
So let's see right now. So when we talk about blankets and sheets, there's always going to be that. Yes, it could be a problem unless it's necessary for the individual to continue to hold it in a certain form. So when you look at the Arche Shabbos, he says like this: this is important if it's raining outside, especially in the country. And you want to carry, you're allowed to carry, you have an Eruv. So are you allowed to take your coat and hold it like a cover over your head, creating an oil over you, and it's lahagin. So the halach is, look at number chav gimel, mutter lachze biyad beged haitalos, you're allowed to hold on to beged haitalos, leluach eitz amen aslogin alach nechama, ve'ein bezeh iser oil, kivin shayol amos biyad amen oil. You created oil. In other words, it's not, the luach eitz, I'm not sure what he means with that, but you can't, you cannot hold it's the way the Chazanish and others explain. The way when you have a beged on its own, it's not an oil. You have to hold oil to make an oil. But if you took, let's say, a tray, it's raining outside, and you want to hold the tray over it, you can't do that because that's an oil. I'm doing it for tachta, even in a makom with an air. I could take a sheet and open it up because the only way it's a sheet is because I'm holding it. That's what he's talking about. That's why I don't understand what he means with a luach eitz on al menas lahagin. Because once I'm sorry.
Which you
can see
if he has a tray.
No, but a board would be a tray, right? And the tray, everyone holds, you're not allowed to do. So he has to be talking about maybe something which folds. I'm not sure what that means.
Like a collapsed cardboard box.
Yeah, it could be, that's what he means. He can't mean that it, because he's talking about oil muxik b'dei adam is dead. If not, and that because he himself, you'll see, mikamakam ein lahatir, you can't permit an umbrella. Why not? What's the difference? If an oil by a person's not oil, Taretz is that an umbrella is an oil. You don't need to hold it. It's open because it's an umbrella.
The frame,
very good, right? The Bir Halacha, when he talks about umbrellas, clearly says this because if you look, it's a huge. Again, I cut out all the umbrella. I cut the whole thing out. Huh? Very good. That's what we're heading to right now. How is it different than the chair in all these cases? So nobody, if it's a chair, the Chazanish doesn't hold that even if it's Aver Tachtov or Lahagin. If it's one piece, it's mutter, right? He goes more than the Noyid Behud. The Noyid Behud holds only it's not Aver Tachta. But the Chazanish says no, that it's one piece. So the Bir Halacha says like this. Bir Halacha says, he asked the Kasha, what is an umbrella? He asked the Kasha at the bottom of it, I put in bold, 16. The Ein Adayma, why isn't it similar to the chair? The Hasam Ein Ashe Shemaisa B'Shabbos. By the chair, you're not doing anything, you're opening it up. It was there yesterday. Mashen came there, so their umbrellas were different. After you open it up, you have to tie something down. It has to click into place. Your umbrella doesn't stay open unless it clicks. So if it's not, you need to do. It's not like just opening up a chair or the table. You just open it up. It's open. Here is something has to take place after you open it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is considered an oil. That's what he says. Because if you don't do that, it's going to fall apart. So there's something that's still necessary. You can't compare that to a chair. Now,
today don't work that way. It's just a spring. It's tension. It doesn't click anymore.
No, but something has to click in, no?
No, it's a spring in there, which just the tension keeps it up.
Yeah, but how does it stay in place? There's got to be a place. There's a notch to hold it in. Some of them don't. Okay. Okay, so he's going to get into that anyway. They're all going to, at the end, they're going to, even the, all these people that asked all these questions, so the Chazanish holds anyway that it's all mutter, really, but he says it's Hakub de Dechal, and he says it's, he says maybe it's Tikkun Mana. So at the end of the day, you're right, all these questions were asked, and they all said it. We cannot change Allah as an umbrella. Umbrella is also. But what's Nagia to all of us is the next part of it. Fine. So our umbrella is also. Why? Because something. What? So what about those umbrellas that are connected to our porch tables, our backyard? You just turn it over there, also, and it opens up. It stays where it is. I don't have to click anything in. So according to what we're saying, it should be mutter, right? It should be mutter. So, and that's what the Chazon Ish says. So I put it on the sheet from the Shmini Shabbos. All on the bottom. He goes through a whole thing over here. But just nagia for the summer now. The makim shiyei sheirv. Aval, you want to go ahead and take some. If it's stuck into the ground. So again, it has to be stuck into the ground. If it's not stuck into the ground, then we're running into problems over here. But if it's stuck into the ground, so then it's considered okay. Aval shemeses gina shetekua bekarka mebayyayim. Or he talks about our case over here. We have the canopy. And then all you have to do is the awning to open it up. You're allowed to do it. So what's the difference if it's stuck into the ground? So he explains that if it's stuck into the ground, it's like a door of yas. You're allowed to open up your door every time you close your door. You're making a mechitza. Teretz is that once it's connected to the ground, it's very similar to a door, similar to the chairs that I open up. It's similar to the tables. So there, the Chazon Ish says, you have to read with me the bottom of it, and then we'll answer it. We'll just end off with all the halacha l'maisa. Look at number Nun Zayin. He brings the Chazon Ish, and then he says from Shlomo Zalman Orba, I know the Chazon Ish is matir. And he holds that it's not Av Shamil, so it's not Ovdu D'chol, so it's not like a umbrella for the rain. What in Gamba Mechuba L'karka, if it's connected to the ground, are you allowed to do everything? Mutter Lasis L'gamrius Kol Oil Metchila Vatzayv. Do you say this whole heter that we have? This is what it appears to me is trying to say. If it's connected to the ground, but even though it's connected, but you're doing everything, you're creating the walls and the roof. Do you also have this heter? And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he doesn't understand the Chazon Ish in the first place, but the Chazon Ish is meiko. So lalacha lamaisa, it does seem that, and I'm going to show you here, and that's why it's nageir to the toys of the children. It would be problematic where you're opening up the whole thing, even if it's connected to the ground. That's what I want to share with Doyle. And therefore, if you look at the sheet, I'm skipping the Arche Shabbos here for a moment. He does explain exactly what we. You know what? Let's just see very, very quickly. Look at the letter Yud, and we'll finish up here. The letter Yud says like this: Hachrayim erichu l'asa psichas nacho. They also this is the umbrella. He brings the Bir Alacha the night of Yud and Oz. Ulamaisa the Chazon Ish says. Our umbrellas, like most of you are saying, that I trust on Hashem Chabar Sitzim, it's all connected. Ve'ena mechusaris, like you said, Yitzi. He says clearly, even though it's only missing Sichab Alma, there's no Isser oil. Mamish, like you said, there's no Isser. Omnam Kasav, okay, it's still Tikkun Mana. I don't know what Tikkun Mana is. That's what Shlomo Zalman asks on him. If it's not oil, why are we creating something new over here? Vim Nikr Boy, Vagam, okay, Uvdu Dachal. That's always an easy way out. It's Uvdu Dachal. Vagam, the Gaju Bei Chachamim. The Chacham said, with Darish, don't go with an umbrella. And then he brings up Shlomo Zalman Orbach that he heard, Shefar Zanayi de Yehuda. No, they ain't lit my smatria lehet to the Kisei Trasko. The awesome Kisei Rach Makubal Pais Menais. Hashem came be matra, she mudekes, muchubetes, and you have to open it and stretch it. So therefore, Lachain, you shouldn't do it. But as you said, you see the Chazon Ish understood that there's an umbrella that doesn't need that. The Gamlinian, and then he also goes into the umbrella holding in your hand. It doesn't help us anything, I told you, because the umbrella has a frame. Lalach l'maisa, what comes out like this, if your children have these pop-up toys, and they have these tents that they want to open up, there, let's see what we're saying, you're not allowed to do that. Because that's not like a chair. It's not like a table. The chair and the table, at least they have everything is, the top of the table is set, the feet is set, I'm just opening it up. But if I go ahead and take a pop-up toy, and these pop-up tents, then I'm making a whole oil. So although it's mechuba b'tzirin, we see from the Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say that it's awesome even if it's connected to the ground. Don't forget, if it's connected to the ground, it should be better because it's more like a delis. Even if it's connected to the ground, he wants to, and that's why if you look at the Arche Shabbos, he says that clearly. If you look at the third one from the end, Oyo miskapel savav chishak matchis. You have this piece of metal. That's these pop-up toys. Ha'asim l'masach, they play with it. Ein l'payischa, you can't open it or close it on Shabbos. The Ein Zeh Daiman, it's not similar to all these halachas. You're allowed to open it. There's no tzura at all. You can open up the table, you can open up the crib, you can open up all of those that are already, there's a tzura to it. You just have to open it up. That would be mutter. And therefore, l'alach l'maisa, to end off with the canopies, I did put it on the sheet. You can see, I just wanted to make sure the Toilim understood what I was saying. The question that I had was, and this was a big question when I was in yeshiva, So most of your, according to what we're saying here, what's wrong with the canopies? It's connected to the wall. It's mechuba b'tirin. If it's mechuba b'tirin, I could open it up because it's like a door. I'm allowed to open up a door. I'm allowed to close a door. And we just saw over here in, from the Shlomo Zalman, he only wants to ask where I'm making the whole thing, but I'm not making the whole thing over here. I have the wall. I have my wall, and I'm gonna and I have the awning attached to the wall. And now I'm sitting on the awning. So according to what we're learning now, you don't even have to open it up a tefach. If you want to open up your awning, close it. It should be mutter. But what always bothered me is that wall is not really made for the awning. That I understand. This door is made for this wall. The wall is made for the inside of the house. The wall is not made for the to sit outside. I happen to have an awning attached to my house. So if it's attached, and the same thing is with sukkah. So I have my sukkah in my house. I'm going to open up the awning. According to what we're saying, you don't need to leave the awning open to tefach because it's connected to the house. It's mechuba b'tirin, which is, if you think about it.
But on sukkahs, you are using that wall.
That if you are, but if you
also for the inside, not for the outside.
That's right. But let's say you're not using that wall, and I'm just
I don't need that wall.
I'm just opening it up. So would the same have to still apply because it's mechuba b'tirin. Right now, I'm not using the house wall.
But if you would use that wall for the sukkah,
that's my shaila. If I would, so that's what I'm. That's what I'm debating. If I would have used that wall for the sukkah, oh, now I have right. So now I'm using that. Now the wall's made for the outside too. But what happens if I'm not using that wall for sukkah?
Huh?
Yeah, but sometimes maybe it's removed from. Yeah, they want. Yeah, you're right. So then,
yeah,
then right, the awning is attached to your house. But halacha, it does. It does seem that the and that's why I still wasn't when you look at all of these in the Arach Shabbos, the last one, he says that mutal of teich schach asiyah miriyah merkefes lagabitirin mizabis matzis avshem shaschagur ain kanal klal kamok and kivin shayom mechuba b'tirin, and it's made to open and close. It's made asa v'aymid ve'em psichasay nechshavis ma'isayol shal binyan roed. But they don't make this distinction about what I'm saying to you. They seem to just say it's mutter. So Lalach Lamaisa, although I am still, I remember when I was in yeshiva, this was such a discussion. But at the end of the day, the Paiskim seem to say that that's also mutter. Although the wall of the house is made for the inside, it's not made for the canopy. So therefore, it's a little bit difficult to just say that I can open up the canopy because it's mechuba l'tzirim and it's like a door for the house. But Lalacha,
so it was only that, only also, he said that being the whole thing.
Making the whole thing, right.
You know, it's only one way. I'm making the whole thing. Maybe.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So
he's saying.
So his problem was he's making the whole thing. It's not good enough that it's a chuber.
Right,
he's
right.
The whole thing.
No, but I'm saying that if it's mechuber, yeah. So anyway, but halacha l'maaseh, then in the country, you have to be. The if you're using the umbrellas and they're not connected to the ground, you can't open it up. So if it's in the ground, you can use it because we say over here it's mechuber too. The table's no good. The base is. No, it's no good. It's a regular umbrella then. It has to be mechuber to the carcass. And then we look at it like a door of a house. If it's going to be the canopy is lalacha, so you don't have to keep it open. You could open it and close it in the country because you could rely on all these paiskim that seem to say that it's connected to the house. So it's considered like a door which opens and closes. And we'll look at this wall of the house as if it's a part of the awning too. The whole it's considered an area which is you can't just have the awning. So you need a wall. What's opening up the awning? They seem to all say that it is permitted. Although they don't really address my question over here, but lalacha at the end, that will be mutter. So I'm sorry. Yeah, let's see what I hold. It would be
open
up the tefach. Most of
the day are done with like a tefach in the back. It's always open. That's what I was told. Like the best part of it is always like.
Doesn't fold, the back doesn't fold.
So then, yeah, if that's true. Could be, I don't know. All right, so now you understand when it rains, you can hold something over your head, but you can't hold the tray. All that would be a problem.